It is September 6, 2017, and this is the Morning Mix. Good morning, everyone. JW here with Christy Dillaway, Morning Mix. Beautiful Friday morning.
Where has the time gone? You said it was September 6th, but it's September 8th.
Is it September 8th? Where has the time gone? It just went like that in 2 days.
I didn't even notice it.
I was scrambling for my glasses. I think it looks like a 6. It's the 8th, of course.
I changed the font. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. Hey, how you been?
I've been great. Hey, you know, I was going to do that cemetery meet the ghosts at the Glenwood Cemetery last weekend.
Right,
I didn't see you amongst the people there, although it was sold out. But it was pretty cool. It was kind of warm, but I was in the shady spot, so it was really exciting to do.
Joining us in the studio, Rachel Simmons from Glenwood Cemetery. So tell me about it. Like, did you really get into it?
Oh, I totally got into it.
Yeah,
because she has such a dramatic story. Her husband. She was still back in Cornwall, England with their son, and he came over ahead to get established. And her brother lived here, and his brother lived here, and they worked in the silver mines, and he worked at the Anchor Mine, which is up in Empire Canyon,
right,
which is above the Montage now.
Okay.
And he was in the hoist with two other miners coming to the surface, and the hoist didn't slow down when it came to the surface for them to get out. And it actually sped up and was like totally out of control and went slamming into the gallows frame that supports it. And the bucket spilled and the three miners fell out. One of them landed on a platform to the side. And the other two, one of whom was her husband, fell down the mine shaft.
Oh my
just
goodness.
Just unimpeded, tumbling down into the dark shaft. Just bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
Until the other miners picked up some pieces of bodies and put them in a box and took them to the mortuary. So yeah. I played it up pretty good.
How did Rachel die?
Oh, my God. So it wasn't much better for her. So she came over to...
So her husband is gone now.
Right.
Do they have children?
She had a 5-year-old son. And so there was a funeral for him, Samuel, at the Opera House on Main Street, and they buried what there was. And she came over with her son in October, and she just started declining. Like, the grief was intense, and... You know, she's in a strange country in a strange town and whatever. And so you could imagine that it would be tough to get over. But then she ended up, she started losing her capabilities. Like, she started drooling and involuntary muscle twitches. And she started to have trouble talking and walking. And the doctor said she was insane with grief and took her. So she got put into the Provo Mental Hospital for the insane. And she died a month later. It turns out she had a virus, much like polio, that gets in your spinal fluid and causes this decline in your muscle ability.
Right.
And it just has a really sudden oncoming. And so she died in a mental institution from a virus.
Wow, a tragic story. Tragic.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're just joining us in the Morning Mix, we're talking about the thing that Christy Dillaway did last weekend. She played Rachel Simmons in the Glenwood Cemetery reenactment of folks that had passed away, and you were at her headstone at her gravesite.
Yeah, she and Samuel share one.
Okay.
Yeah, let's lighten the mood.
Yeah, let's lighten it up. It's Friday, everybody. Oh man.
What do you got going on?
well, I've been busy. It's been crazy, but it's been good, you know, and I've been enjoying this weather. I've got a wedding this weekend. My fiance's son, Derek, is getting married up in Idaho. So right after the show, I'm jumping in the car and ba-boom.
Oh, congratulations to him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be cool.
Yeah. And are you like father of the son?
No.
Father of the groom?
No. I'm officiating at the ceremony.
Oh, even better. You're right up in the front middle.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he asked me to do it. I've done it once before. I did it for a friend's wedding this summer.
So you're experienced.
Yeah, I'm experienced, all right. Jeez.
Uh-oh, watch out. People are going to be putting in their requests.
No, it's going to be fun.
So if you want JW to officiate at your wedding,
call
655-8255.
Yeah, give us a call right now in the Morning Mix. Golly. Hey, who's going to be in the program today?
Oh, I'm excited. We're joined by our musical guests in studio, Oscar and Julia. They'll be playing throughout the hour. We're also going to talk to Misha Lawson about Autumn Aloft, which is coming up next weekend. And we're going to talk to Laura Wall, talking about tomorrow's Park City Wasatchback Walk to End Alzheimer's.
Ooh, okay.
And about 20 after, we'll talk about weekend events and weather so you can plan your activities.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing Oscar and Julia. They're here for the hour. Song at the top of the hour, song Bob in the hour, and then they're going to close out the program with a song. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, so stay tuned and we'll be right back with Oscar and Julia.
G'day, it's Ian from Campos Coffee. Us Aussies really love a summer as much as we love supporting KPCW. We've got Nitro Cold Brew on tap, affogatos made with Wasatch Creamery ice cream, and Mamachari Kombucha made with our Cascara Coffee Cherry. Located above the ice rink at Park City Mountain Resort next to the Adirondack Chairs. CamposCoffee.com.
Wyndham Vacation Rentals would like to say thank you to KPCW and its dedicated staff for all they do for the Park City community. That's why we continue to be proud supporters of our local radio station. 649-6606 for nightly rentals and property management information, or online at wvrparkcity.com.
Welcome back to The Morning Mix. We're joined by Oscar and Julia, a husband and wife duo from Salt Lake City. This dynamic duo is a saucy acoustic experience with harmonies reminiscent of how music used to be. They blend roots rock, gypsy jazz, and blues rock into a, well, they use sauce a lot in their bio, so I'm going to see if the proof is in the sauce for this live performance. Welcome, Oscar and Julia.
Howdy.
Hello.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah? Go for it.
Well, the devil runs fast, but I run fast. And he's trying to conquer me, but he's not my master. He's gonna see that I'm not that easy. Well, he can crack the whip, yeah, flick my chain. I ain't worried about nothing, don't mean a thing. He's got my temptations, but my belief is in the King. I got a friend in Jesus. Kinda like it when the devil turns me on. Nothing. Might as well stop, cause there's no strength from the path. I found my little spot. I got a friend in Jesus. Kinda like it when the devil turns me on. Lord, help me know I got to stay strong. I know I said I
All right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
I could see myself having a saucy little shimmy in my shoulders during that.
I thought that was saucy.
Oh, it's involuntary.
Put on your bibs.
Yeah. tell us about your musical act, about where you play in the Salt Lake area, and do you play up here at all?
We've played all over the country, actually, coast to coast, and we love coming up to Park City. One of our favorite places to play in Park City is Silver Star Cafe.
Of course,
we know
yeah.
the owners well, and they're so good to us. So any local musician should definitely get over there. But we've performed from Florida to the southernmost part of California, just everywhere.
Oscar,
and we're headed
that
to
mic,
the
right?
UK, actually, next summer.
Oh,
so
good.
That's going to be really
But you
fun.
Know what? Yeah. Funny thing is, we always find Utah the best place to play.
Oh, yeah.
It's always
Definitely.
The best place
Why is
to
that?
Be.
Why is that?
Because it's home, I think, most of all. I think everyone loves home. But it's always nice to go out abroad and play your music and whatnot, because you definitely get a different reception, I guess,
response.
From other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, response from everyone else. But at the end of the day, I think you get your most support at home.
Yeah,
and
everybody
when your family
talks about,
and stuff. So.
Southern hospitality. We went down to the South and we felt it, man. Those people are so kind. But still, every time you come home, there's Utah hospitality, too. Everybody's so kind
And
in
I
Utah.
Think it's the most beautiful place
oh,
on Earth.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Especially Park
you
City, Utah.
You can go down to southern Utah, and you're on Mars. And then you come up to Salt Lake, and there's mountainous terrains. It's just fun. We love Utah
City. We also, Julia's family owns a cabin between Camas and Oakley.
Not
so
too far from
we
here,
go
yeah.
up there and kind of seclude ourselves for a little bit and write music, and it's just in the middle of a bunch of aspen trees, and you don't
gorgeous.
Get that anywhere
you
else. We
anywhere.
Probably do, but it doesn't
Not
feel
as good
same.
As Utah, right? Yeah.
So before you guys became a duo and a husband and wife team, you were each musicians in your own right or in other bands, and then you got together and started writing together and moved to L.A., and what happened?
Yeah, so Oscar was in a really prominent band in Salt Lake. They were pretty known around there. They were called Mr. Smith, and I really enjoyed their music a lot. And so I came to one of his shows before I ever had met him. And I said, I love this song of yours. It's the reason that I came here. And so eventually he left that band and I left the bands that I was, you know, participating in. And we decided to try and write some music together. So we wrote the song that we're going to play next. It was the first song we ever wrote together. And we decided it worked really well. So Oscar met a manager when he was in that previous band, actually in Park City. And the manager contacted him once he left the band and said, come out to L.A. and I'll manage you and I'll get you gigs. And I'll
And you'll be a star.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens when everyone
quote
goes to L.A.
Unquote.
They're a star.
Never
yes.
heard that
then
before.
They come waddling back with their tail between their
exactly.
legs.
Exactly. So we went out there and he introduced me to his manager and his manager signed me on as well. And after a while, we decided, you know what? We want to be independent.
Okay.
He wasn't too happy about that. But
the funny thing, actually, she kind of skipped it. But, yeah, so I was in that band, and she'd come to one of our shows, so we officially met, but I knew her over social media because she was hilarious and talented as well.
Shucks.
But I guess she didn't know because we did meet each other at one of our shows, but so I ended up leaving that band because of artistic differences. And so one day I showed up at her show I don't think she even knew that she was playing that show anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of a surprise to both of us. But so I showed up at her show and then we kind of just talked and really got to know each other a little bit more and decided to work together.
Yeah, Small Lake City.
And then
That's
I moved,
and
then, so we worked together and then I moved to LA and I said, I'll bring you with, don't worry. And it was really a sad moment when we had to
this
leave
This is before there's any kind of romance
yeah,
involved.
No, yeah, no, totally.
We're
just music,
buds.
Good buddies.
We're just buds.
The music.
Yeah, just best friends for sure. And I remember coming home and going, Mom, my best friend's going to L.A.
Well, that's an important thing when you're doing music is when you're doing it with, I guess, I don't know, because we've really taken the business aspect of it, but we make sure to never lose the fun part of it and the artistic mm-hmm. side of it. And I think in my previous group, I didn't have as much of a camaraderie as I wanted and as much of a connection to the people I was doing music with. And so at the time that I met Julie, I was mostly looking for someone I could connect with on a friend basis.
And then
he
ended up marrying his bandmate.
Exactly.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
It's obvious that you connect.
Oh, so. Yes.
You
yes.
know, that comment you made earlier about Southern hospitality is
yeah.
so true. I was in Lexington, Kentucky for a friend's wedding this past spring. And I walked into, I had a rental car, and I pulled in. I wanted to get a cup of coffee at the 7-Eleven. And I walked in the door of the 7-Eleven, and the guy behind the counter says, "Good morning, how you doing?
Yeah.
Can I help you with anything?"
See, that's what I'm talking
about.
That
doesn't happen here. I'll tell you what, that does not happen in Boston.
Oh, man.
It's funny because it makes you, it brings a Southern hospitality
from the
roots of your soul. You're like, I mean, I was calling
everybody,
lady, ma'am, and every man, sir. And it's just, I think you kind of step up to that too.
You,
you really do.
Definitely.
I mean, all the waitresses was calling, saying, "Oh, baby," and stuff.
Yeah, they call you
fun.
Sweetheart.
It was
love it.
Well, we're going to come, we're going to take a quick break for Underwriters, and we'll come back with Oscar and Julia later in the hour. So stay tuned for that. When we come back after the Underwriters, we'll do our weekend events and the weather, and we'll talk about what you should know for the weekend, and then we'll talk to Misha Lawson and Monty Coates about Autumn Aloft. Stay tuned. This is The Morning Mix.
This is Bruce Greenwald from 1-7, new proud sponsor of KPCW. 1-7 is an independent financial advisory firm for the Park City lifestyle. Our firm was founded on the 7 pillars of wellness, and our mission is helping people find meaning in their money by providing wealth management, asset protection, and tax strategies. More information can be found at weare17.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital and New Park Town Center, with new retail spaces and a year-round community development. Information about New Park Town Center is available at 801-303-5440.
There's that harmonica music. It's time for weekend events, everybody. I'm going to start off on Friday. Park City Film Series back in action this weekend with a screening of Maudie, a true story of an unlikely romance. That's showing at the Jim Santee Auditorium Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 6.
Egyptian Theater presents Next to Normal, a rock musical presented by the Ziegfeld Theater Company. Performances are this weekend and next, Thursdays through Sundays. Get your tickets and information at parkcityshows.com.
And here's what's cooking for live music for Friday. Elliot and Gabrielle at Cognition Winery, Billy Shaddox at Silver Star Cafe, Sounds Like Teen Spirit at The Spur, or Mel Soul at The Cabin.
Tomorrow, there are so many good reasons to get motivated and moving, such as the 2017 Wasatchback Park City Walk to End Alzheimer's, starting from Swanner Preserve and Echo Center at 9 a.m., and we're going to have a lot more information on this when we speak to our 940 guest, Lori Wall.
Or you can participate in the Christian Center's Hike for Hunger at Deer Valley. It's a family-friendly event starting from Snow Park Lodge at midday. Admission includes a chairlift ride, food from Deer Valley, drinks from Park City Brewing, the requisite bounce houses, of course, face painting, and live music by Patwa and the Snyderville Electric Band.
Or you can skate to eliminate cancer at the Park City Ice Arena. The event is to raise money for the Scott Hamilton Cares Foundation. You can donate or participate. There will be figure skating demonstration, ice races, and open skate time.
For live music on Saturday night, Nate Robinson at Cognition Winery, Michelle Moonshine, Silver Star Cafe, Bootleg Sunshine at The Cabin, finally Lake Effect at The Spur.
On Sunday, there's just a few more Park City Sunday markets before they wrap up for the season. So if you're planning to go once or a few more times, get over to Silly Market and shop for eclectic gifts, farmers market, fresh produce, or listen to the live music.
Silly girls, they're so much fun. Park City Eats, which is an acronym, Eat Awesome Things at School, and Summit Community Gardens are throwing a dinner at the garden party over at the Community Gardens by Matt Noop Park. It's Sunday from 3 to 6.
And then if you're not in Park City this weekend, just in the outerlying communities, this weekend is the 12th annual OOFCC Car Club and Oakley City's Fall Roundup Classic Car and Motorcycle Show.
Boy,
I thought you'd
like
be
fun.
Interested. Yes, it's today and Saturday from 8 to 5 at the Oakley Recreation Complex.
That does sound like fun. Saturday night for music in Midway. Catch second to last free summer concert with Shane Lee Band playing country rock on the lawn. Well, that's it for weekend events, everybody.
What's up for the weather? How's it looking? I heard talk of there might be some thunderstorms today.
Well, certainly a possibility. Currently 62 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios in Old Town Park City. We will have a high today of 79 with a 40% chance of scattered thunder showers as we move towards the afternoon, mostly after 1 o'clock. Some storms could produce gusty winds, but it's going to be 7 to 9 miles an hour, and then it could gust a little bit more than that. Saturday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 40% probability, according to the National Weather Service. Partly sunny, high near 75. The wind blowing only about 9 miles an hour from the southeast. Chance of precipitation, 40%. Finally, Sunday, scattered showers and thundershowers before 7 a.m., and then just a slight chance of showers after 1 p.m. Mostly sunny, high of 78. Chance of precipitation, 30%.
I wouldn't mind washing some of that smoke out of the sky.
It wouldn't be bad at all.
I went on a full moon hike last night, the 2 day after full moon hike, and we're walking around. We're like, where is it? And there was this faint glimmer. I'm like, I think it's behind all those clouds.
It was beautiful.
Couldn't see it from where we were.
Oh, yeah. I could see a little orange, just an orange blob. Mm. It wasn't even very well defined, but it was pretty cool.
I guess you have to live in Park City Heights.
Yeah. So I'm curious, was this a date you were on?
It's a date if my friend Carrie and I said, let's go on a full moon hike tonight.
Okay.
Okay, it's a date.
That sounds pretty good.
I'm not going to tell my stories on air.
Yes, you are.
Well, maybe. You might get them out of me.
Yeah. Rachel Simmons, Glenwood Cemetery. We heard that story. Why don't we take a short... Oh, no, we're going to start the interview right from here.
Let's do it.
Let's absolutely do that. Joining us now in the studio is Monty Coates and Misha Lawson from Autumn Aloft. Welcome to the program, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to have you here. Misha, this is the third year in a row since it's been brought back.
Fourth year in a row.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's... What an event.
Yeah, we've really enjoyed it, and I think we're getting into a place where now we're able to bring some a little fun extras to the event, so we've got some cool things that we're excited to talk about.
Okay.
Yeah, so next weekend it's going to be fun. On the 16th and 17th, we've got three exciting activities for you guys to enjoy. On the morning of the 16th, Saturday morning, about 7:30, 8 a.m., we want you guys to all arrive over there at the North 40 Fields by the Treasure Mountain Middle School and watch the balloons inflate and launch. On that morning also, we're going to have some cool shapes over there that morning. I believe we're going to have Wells Fargo, our major sponsor, is going to have their Stagecoach balloon. We've got some great shapes also by a Park City local fellow. He's going to have Hopper Tea Frog. We're going to have Pumpkin Head and also, I believe, a gargoyle. So there's going to be some really cool balloons. It's going to be a great activity that morning. And then on Saturday evening on Main Street, we do what we call a candlestick, where the Main Street's a little tight to have the balloons inflate on Main Street. So what we do is we have some baskets there with their burners, and they ignite their burners to, I think they choreograph a little bit, but it's a lot of fun. This looks kind of cool out there in the dark. And then again, back on North 40 Field on Sunday morning with some balloons launching again about 7:30, 8 o'clock. So we want to welcome everybody out and remind everyone to ride transit.
Yeah, so we actually were doing a little research before this interview, and as most of us hopefully know, the city and the county have recently introduced the White Express that comes in from Kimball Junction, and we did a little planning for you guys, and if you get on the 720 bus from the Kimball Junction station, you can actually arrive at the Park City, Park Avenue condos at 7:32, and then you can get on the Fresh Market bus at 7:43 and be at the high school at 7:50, just in time for the inflation. A couple of cool things that that we've just sort of put the finishing touches on for this year. We're working with PictureLine. So most of us know that Autumn Aloft is an incredibly photographic event. And what we've done is we've partnered with PictureLine for a workshop. So for only $49, you can actually attend a class on Thursday evening prior to the event. Saturday morning, you meet with PictureLine coaches, and you learn a lot about how to really photograph this event, because it's one of those things that's so incredibly spectacular. But if you don't really know what you're doing, then you can't really give it justice. So I considered leaving my role at the Autumn Loft to take this workshop, but then I thought better of it. Mm-hmm. But it's only $49, and so all of you who are able to attend the event, it's definitely something to consider. Another thing that's really cool this year is we're actually partnering with the Utah Opera. The Utah Opera is celebrating their 40th anniversary season this year, so they're going to be bringing two opera singers and a pianist out to the event Saturday morning, and we'll have opera musicians accompany the launch. So that's something.
Wow, live music launch.
Boy, that sounds great.
An opera. Yeah, so the opera singers are going to sing the Star Spangled Banner, and then they're also going to sing an additional 15-minute set as the balloons are actually taking off. We also have Hugo Coffee, who's going to be over selling their delicious coffee and pastries both Saturday and Sunday morning. So there's definitely a lot going on in the hour and a half of Autumn Aloft that takes place. So it's definitely...
So I don't need to wake up and like prep myself for the day. I just need to get up, get on the bus, and I can get my coffee when I get there. And then you stroll around and watch the balloons inflate. I once upon a time worked for a hot air balloon company. Did I ever tell you that story?
No, I love that story.
And it is really pretty to. I think it would be hard to take a bad photo, but I was reading about that photo
contest. Yeah,
the workshop, and I think that there are many ways to take a way better photo than what I know how to do already with my camera. So that was very intriguing.
Well, and the workshop. Just one more quick thing. The workshop is also going to be there Saturday night. And I don't know about you guys, but you guys were talking about the moon earlier, and I was actually trying to take some pictures of the moon on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And nighttime and light, it's so difficult. And so they'll also be giving tips on how to photograph the evening event as well.
Oh, good.
Very cool. Good. I did want to mention that there are no pets and no drones and no smoking allowed at the events.
Yes, thank you.
I think it's funny that we have to mention it. And yet, yeah, you got to mention that. Also that it's a free event and that there are no balloon rides sold. So people can't come being like, I want to get on the balloon.
Yeah, so the only way that you can guarantee a ride is if you sponsor the event. And we do have some opportunities for sponsorships left. So you could look at autumnaloft.com/sponsorships, and there is an opportunity to sponsor a balloon, and then you do get a ride. You also can volunteer, and you're not guaranteed a ride, but there's a real good chance. So we are still accepting volunteers also. And then we do have Remax, another one of our sponsors, who will be doing tethered rides. And a tethered ride is where you're still held to the ground. So you're not necessarily free floating, but you do get the sensation of floating in a balloon.
Sounds good. You know, I was intrigued last year when I was looking at your website. I don't know if these pictures are still up on the website, but there were pictures of the earlier events, not... you know, through 4 years ago, but from way back, like in, you know, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And there were pictures of Park Meadows when all these foundations were stubbed out, but there were no trees, there were no houses, the golf course was or wasn't in yet. It may have already been in, but it was, Park Meadows looked completely different.
Yeah, so those photos actually were provided to us by Mark Brothrow, the individual here in town who has the three-shaped balloons at the event. And it is, Autumn Aloft has a history, and most of you who have lived in Park City for 30-plus years remember perhaps bringing your children and now you get to bring, you were going with your parents and now you get to bring your children. So it's an event that's so much more than Monty and I. There's a huge history there.
You know, the best part is there's this pajama party. So you go in your pajamas and you watch the... Right, JW?
It's my fourth annual pajama party. It's a PJ party. You can't get in the door without your PJs. So you show up at my house between 8:15 and 8:30. Uh-huh. We have a couple of Bloody Mary bars, a mimosa bar, and we have breakfast. And
we'll be there.
Yeah.
Thanks for throwing such a nice event. That makes his party make sense.
Yeah, but we have a lot of fun with it because my house is right next to or very close to the North 40 fields, and we just watch them all take off. And the shape balloons in the past, there was Mr. Peanut, there was
back in the 80s.
Oh, back in the 80s,
right.
Okay. What are the shapes this year? I know we have the Wells Fargo stagecoach, but do we have the pumpkin again this year?
Yeah, pumpkin will hopefully be there Saturday morning, as well as Hopper Teeth Frog and a gargoyle. So these are, it's so fun to watch the shapes. They just add a lot of character to the event. So it's a great morning to come out and watch them.
Right, exactly. Okay, well.
One more plug for taking public transportation or riding your bike.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Do you want to introduce the recorded song we're
going to play? Yeah, I want to thank you guys so much for coming in. We're going to put on a song by Eric Lindell. I'm going to see Eric Lindell. Next week, I'm afraid I'm going to miss Autumn Aloft again because I go to Telluride Blues and Brews where I do my VIP volunteer, and Eric Lindell's going to be there, so I'm excited for that.
Right,
so
this is a song. You're going to miss the PJ party.
I know. I'm sorry.
Misha and Monte, thank you, and we'll see you next weekend.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, I know it's a drag. It's a doggone shame. I dance the same dance. Felt the same pain. I heard the same things. And I done the same things as you. Yeah, you best believe me, it's true. I worn the same shoe, walk the same walk at least a time or two. And I heard the same thing, done the same things as you. In this time that we live in, it's easy to give in, but it won't do no good. Give it time, things will get better. Hey. The change in the weather, it just might do you good. And believe me, if I'm finally lying, I've known some good things I had. And it's read the same signs and ran the same lines as you. And these holes in the soles of my worn-out shoes, I walked a million miles. Hang the blues, I don't need no other news. I done paid up in full just like you. In this time,
give you time that we dare.
Morning Mix with Christy Dillaway and JW. We present local live music and events in the Wasatch Back. We're back with our musical guests, Oscar and Julia, live in the studio. Woo-hoo. Welcome back, you guys.
Hola.
Oscar was accompanying the Eric Lindell song.
Yes.
Oscar can play guitar.
Oscar plays guitar. That's the only thing Oscar does. Oscar's not good at anything else.
Oscar does that we can talk about.
Totally. He plays guitar.
I just lip sync. There's someone else singing. He's just dressed in black.
Yes, yes, he is.
Yeah,
just
both of you dressed in black.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. We love it. We like the Johnny Cash all black suit vibe. We dig that.
How can people buy your music?
So you can buy our tangible CD on our website at oscarandjulia.com/store, or we're on iTunes, we're on Spotify for streaming, we're on Google Play, we're on Amazon, we're on pretty much everything you can think of.
There's like, I mean, you go on a TuneCore, and it's like this thing that you... It pretty much distributes your music for you, and it shows you where your music is going through. And I've never even heard of some of the stuff that is going through in other countries. So
it's like the
so it's on pretty much everything you think of.
Yeah, like the Google Play and iTunes equivalent in like Germany and Denmark.
It's cool.
And all these random
excellent
things, and you're like, how do
it's
they
just something
know
TuneCore does
that we exist?
It's really cool.
It's fun. It's really cool.
Any idea how many hits you've had? How many plays?
Oh man, I don't even know. I haven't kept track. We're not. Yeah, we should.
We just released a video for our original song called "All or Nothing," and it was a collaboration with 50 Films, and they're located in Salt Lake City, Utah,
the City Creek Building.
And we did a song called "All or Nothing," like I just said, and it got 50,000 views on Facebook, which is
52.
Cool. 52,000 views.
So we're pretty excited about
like
so
that.
I listened
mean,
to that going song on your website. I was hoping you were going to play it. I don't know.
Totally.
Just
yeah, that's a way you can listen. You just go to our website and it plays it automatically.
Yeah.
Did that to reel people in. So it's a little trick of the trade.
What are you going to play for us next?
We're
going to
play our song called Between Us. And it's the first song we ever wrote together. So it's pretty cute. All it's a breakup song. And we wrote it before we ever even started dating. So we did things a little out of order, I guess you could say.
Live in the Morning Mix, Oscar and Julia.
I gave you my hand and my love, but something came between us.
All right, Oscar and Julia. And is that song on your latest CD?
It is, yes. It is the last track on our album, so enjoy.
Wilshire Royale.
Yep, that's the apartment complex we stayed in L.A. It's called the Wilshire Royale Apartments. We wrote all the songs there, so we figured, yeah.
It was a famous hotel in the 1920s that got turned into an apartment building, so we stayed there for a while, and it was pretty sketchy.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is that where all the cool kids lived? But maybe that's where,
that's where all the ghosts
cool
lived.
Well, you're talking to the right people. Christy and I know sketchy.
Yes, definitely.
Well, yeah, right.
Hey, thanks, guys. That was really good.
We're joined now by our next guest, Laura Wall. She's the development director for the Alzheimer's Association. Tomorrow is the Wasatchback Park City Walk to End Alzheimer's. Welcome, Laura Wall.
Thank you so much. That's a tough act to follow. Those guys are good.
They are.
Wow.
They are.
Well,
yeah.
You've got big things going on. So.
Oh, my gosh. We're so excited. Tomorrow is the second annual Wasatchback Walk to End Alzheimer's. And I just would like to welcome everybody to come on out and enjoy the day with us. It'll start at 9 o'clock with registration, and it doesn't cost anything to walk, and we're over at between Swanner and New Park, so get your dogs. We have, you know, we actually have a VIP dog booth this year that's sponsored by Park City Animal Clinic.
Oh, fantastic.
I thought this fed very well to the Park City community with how much dog talk there is on your website for dogs being part of the event.
Well, last year it was just amazing because, you know, each walk, we have 7 walks in Utah, walks in Alzheimer's in every community, and this is the one that had the most dogs. And so we decided, everybody in Park City loves their dog. Let's make this walk dog friendly. So bring out your pup, sign him up to walk to end Alzheimer's with us.
And you encourage people to wear purple.
Absolutely.
And to dress their dog in purple. I mean, if I was going on a walk and I had a dog, it would make sense. I would want to take my dog on the walk. And it
of
makes
course.
More fun.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. It's so fun. And of course, the walk is out on the Swanner Preserve. And it's just beautiful. And it's, we'll be out there, rain or shine. Hopefully it looks like shine, which is wonderful. But it's really, you know, it's not only a great activity to do because it's fun to go outside and it's fun to be here in Park City, but it's a very special event, too. There's really something that happens when you get all of these people together fighting this horrible disease. And, you know, everyone is affected by Alzheimer's somehow. We all know somebody. We've all lost somebody, or we, you know, our friends or a boss or somebody. And this is just a way to come together and realize you're not alone in this fight. There's
and,
help.
And this walk is not alone either. There's 600 communities participating in walks of their own tomorrow.
Absolutely. And all through the fall and all through the nation, you will find a Walk to End Alzheimer's. And the way you find it is just go to alz.org/walk. Type in your zip code, and wherever you are, it's going to pop up. And I just encourage you to come out, just register so that we have an idea how many people are coming. Doesn't cost anything to register. You can donate if you'd like and fundraise if you want to, but we'll have t-shirts available for every $100 raised by a team. We have teams of one person. We have teams of 100 people, so it's really up to you. But if you're struggling with Alzheimer's disease in your family or in your life somewhere, come out. Really, you'll leave feeling better. Because you'll have support. You're going to know where to turn when you need help.
If you can't come out for some reason, let's say you're going away for the weekend, you can still contribute to the walk. And I believe that you've got a goal of 75K, and you've got almost, what, 68 or 69K?
It's coming along. I was so excited.
But we're
to see
short.
Those numbers.
We need to get the number up.
Absolutely, and it's super easy to donate. Just go to alz.org/walk. Type in that zip code again, and then there's a donate now. You can donate to any team or person or just make a general contribution, and we would be very grateful.
And I think it's an interesting event perspective that you have people pick a flower, a different colored flower when they arrive. And so the flowers mean something different so that people can sort of connect with other people. So if I was someone affected by, if I was a caregiver to someone with Alzheimer's, then I would have a certain color flower. Is
That's
that
right?
Right,
yes.
And then throughout the walk, I might meet someone with that same color flower, and that sort of collaboration or support, I guess it is.
It's actually the coolest thing I've ever seen. I'd never seen a Walk to End Alzheimer's before last year, and this is going to be my 9th walk now. But every time, this flower garden ceremony it just gives me chills. I've got chills right now. But if you have Alzheimer's, you'd have a blue flower. Mm-hmm. And if you have lost somebody, you carry a purple flower. Caregivers have the yellow. And then if you don't really know anybody, but you just want to help us get rid of the disease, you carry an orange flower. The cool thing is, this year we're unveiling a new flower, and it's the white flower, and that's for our first survivor. Now, we don't have a first survivor yet, but we know our first survivor is alive today. And it's through these walks that we will get to our first survivor.
Well, let me ask you this, Laura. There's a lot of rhetoric out there in the on the internet, so you have to be careful. But there's data out there that suggests that there are better medications for memory loss and for people with Alzheimer's. But I really don't know, because there's so much information out there that could be false. What's the latest on medications or treatments for Alzheimer's?
Unfortunately, there really is no prevention or cure way to slow it down at this point. There are two medications that can sort of slow it down in the middle part of the disease, but I think what a lot of people don't understand is that Alzheimer's is sort of like cancer. It is an invasive disease that is killing off the brain. And so what I will tell you is we don't have anything yet, but as I talked about the first survivor, there is so much hope, because finally, people are starting to pay attention to this. The people in Washington, D.C. are paying attention to this. And just yesterday, it was announced that the Senate has passed another $414 million to go into Alzheimer's and dementia research. So in the past several years, we've gone from a mere, I know these sound like big numbers, but they're not for research, a mere $50 million to almost $1.8 billion. And our goal really there is $2 billion a year to fund the meritorious research. So it's coming. And that's what I tell people every single day is have hope. The best and the brightest minds are working on this right now. Every moment of every day, there will be something, you know. And just we have lots of resources on ALZ.org. And when you hear something that sounds too good to be true, go to that resource.
Yeah.
Go to ALZ.org and check. Because
okay.
If we don't support it, if we haven't vetted it, then it's probably not really real.
And is Alzheimer's a worldwide problem? I mean, it's not limited to here.
No, it is a worldwide crisis, actually. And it's coming more and more, because the number one risk factor of Alzheimer's is what? Age.
Of course.
And unfortunately, we can't.
She was looking at me. I was not sure. What did I, what, being a woman? I don't know.
But, you know, we can't get out of age except for if we, you know, whatever. But it's amazing as our baby boomers are aging into this disease, how many more people are being diagnosed with it. And so it has become sort of top of mind. Interestingly, the Alzheimer's Association, we're the biggest nonprofit funder of Alzheimer's research, but we're third in the world behind only the U.S. government and the Chinese government. So this is also a huge problem in China and around the world.
And it was masked for many years, because when people got old, they figured, well, grandpa's older now and he's starting to lose his memory, and this is what happens. So it's been around for a while, and now we're shining a light on it. We're getting a better understanding of it.
That's really true, and people live longer now, and that's another factor here is we have longer lives. And it's coming out to the forefront. This is not something to be ashamed of. Nobody chooses this disease. It's not, you know, a lifestyle issue. This is we don't know exactly how it's passed down, or is it totally genetic? But those are the things that we are looking for. What I didn't understand before I started working with the Alzheimer's Association, I thought everybody sort of just, I thought it was just part of old age, as you
right.
were saying,
mm-hmm.
but it's not. This is a disease. It's a fatal disease right now. And we have to find a cure. I mean, it is imperative, because this disease will cripple Medicaid and Medicare. It's too expensive. It costs so much money to care for somebody with Alzheimer's compared to somebody who doesn't have Alzheimer's. So it's really imperative that people come out. That sounds sort of like a downer note to talk about, but, you know, I think when we get down to the brass tacks and you know, what is this disease going to do to our country, it's pretty terrifying. So instead of worrying about the terrifying part, let's look at the
Take
hope
action.
Of it all. Come on out. Seriously, it is so much fun. If you can't register, if you're not sure you're going to come, just show up. Come at 9:00. We'll sign you up and bring your dog, and they get a special gift from the Alzheimer's Association if you bring your dog. And come out and visit our sponsors, and we'll have the white flower ceremony, and then we'll start walking. And the other thing is, it's not an all-day event. So, you know, just come out and spend the morning with us and then go.
How
have
long
fun.
Is the walk?
The walk goes from the Swanner Eco Center down to the Swanner Barn and then back again. So mile and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, almost 2 miles.
So once again, it is tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., Swanner Nature Preserve. There are 45 teams that are currently signed up. We can get more teams, and the website for them to go to?
ALZ.org/walk.
And then put 84060 or whatever your zip code is, and get this thing cooking.
That's it.
Great.
Love to have you.
Laura Wall, Development Director for the Walk to End Alzheimer's. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. See you tomorrow.
All right. We're going to take a very short break, and then we will be back with musical guests Oscar and Julia. Stay with us.
I'm Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and KPCW's sponsor. Epic Promise grants focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our community. Grants fund programs that help kids achieve great things in the classroom and develop a passion for the outdoors by engaging guests, our local community, and employees to create a more promising future. More information at epicpromise.com.
Oh, JW, it's always so fun hanging out with you on a Friday morning.
Yeah.
I want to recap our show real quick. We our musical guests, Oscar and Julia, and they're still here with us. They're going to play one more song. We've had Monty Coates and Misha Lawson talking about Autumn Aloft, which is next weekend. And you just heard Laura Wall talking about the Walk to End Alzheimer's, which takes place tomorrow out at Swanner Eco Preserve. Want to thank our sponsors for this show, Compost Coffee, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Squatters Roadhouse Grill, Wasatch Brew Pub, 1-7, San Francisco Design, Park City Mountain, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties. And I love that we have so many sponsors supporting
us. Yeah, we do. It's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Thank you to all of them.
So, big weekend. We certainly think about all the folks in South Florida as Irma works her way, could hit South Florida about 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. I just wanted to mention on Cool Science Radio, and we've done this several times now, we've had a guest called Dahlia Kirschbaum, who is the lead scientist for something called GPM. It's Global Precipitation Measurement Satellite. It's an extraordinary satellite. It's about the size of a city bus, and it has CAT scanning capabilities, and it's been providing a lot of the data for trying to understand what Jose, Irma, and Harvey were all about. If you go to GPM NASA and take a look at some of the pictures, you will see some three-dimensional renderings of these hurricanes. And
I was wondering where they got it. I read a statistic last week that said there was, for every person living in Southeast Texas, 1 million gallons of rain fell. And I was like, how do you calculate that?
Well, they have that granularity. They can tell you by sector how many inches are falling per hour, not for a hurricane, but by individual small pieces of the hurricane. Uh-huh. They can break this thing down a lot of different ways. Again, go to GPM NASA and take a look at some of these CAT scan renderings of these hurricanes. It's pretty wild. So, hey, Oscar and Julia are our musical guests. They're going to play a final number and take us out. And again, we're delighted to have you guys. Best of luck to you, and we look forward to having you back on the program.
We're happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
All right, great.
This is our last song. It's called Rumbler.
Live in the Morning Mix. Oscar and Julia, everybody, have a great weekend.
At a bar, 3 in the morning, real bad boy, looking for a man who's got a coming age. You spend all night dancing to rock and roll. Look to the corner, then you heard from a real loud mouth full of jack and fighting words. Hey, there you are, now you got to rumble. Woo!
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air Cruise and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com. Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com. Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, fredmarshallpainting.com. And the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
You are listening to KPCW in Park City. Thanks for joining us in the Morning Mix. Everybody get out and have a great weekend. NPR News is next.